So as the ranking minority member here, Democratic leaders in the House say that this month we're going to have a big debate on transportation revenues. As the ranking minority member of the Transportation Committee, how open are you to that debate? Do you think that our transportation infrastructure needs new forms of revenue, or do you anticipate that you or other Republican members won't be on board with the Democrats here?
Well, we're always open to listen, but I can only speak for myself and some of my other members that I've spoken to. The TCI doesn't seem to be the right approach to it. So I don't necessarily see many of my caucus supporting it, increasing the gasoline tax just is not something that we would be in favor of.
What about other strategies such as higher fees on ride-hailing services or congestion pricing? Are you open to any of those ideas, or do you have similar concerns?
Well, I think, it's as we always say, it's not a revenue issue, it's a spending issue. So, we had one of the largest budgets that we've ever had, and, $42 billion. So, that being said, I think the money is in the budget for some of these infrastructure improvements. We just have to redirect where some of the money is going.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing that right. So kind of putting specific strategies aside, do you think that the state has all of the revenue it needs for transportation and just needs to think about how to spend that better? Or do you think the very general idea to raise transportation revenues is still needed?
Just repeat that.
I just want to put it as simply as possible. Do you think we need more transportation revenue, or do you think we have what we need and just need to strategize how to spend it better?
I think the second. Strategize how to spend it better and more efficiently.
Okay.
You take the Pacheco bill, for example, which the governor was able to get an exemption, and I think that has helped quite a bit, just with the MBTA, for example.